In local news, police are asking for the public's help as they investigate the death of Cedric Maniapoto, who they have confirmed was fatally shot and found at an address just north of Raglan early on the morning of Tuesday, 5th of March. We're working hard to get to the bottom of what has happened to Mr. Maniapoto, and we feel for his immediate and extended whānau who deserves some answers, said Acting Detective Inspector Andrew Saunders. Police are asking for anyone who saw a medium-sized brown and white dog called Napier between 10 p.m. Monday the 4th to early on Tuesday the 5th near the Tuku store to get in touch. The dog turned up at the store at 7 a.m. with gunshot wounds of its own after travelling 7 kilometres from Ohotira Road. Napier the dog is a lucky survivor of his injuries, and any clues about how he got to the Tuku store may help police with the investigation, as would any dash cam footage from that time period. If you think you can help, call 105 or make a report online at 105.police.govt.nz, clicking Update Report. And information can also be provided anonymously to Crime Stoppers by calling 0800 555 111. The Te Tiriti o Waitangi exhibition is opening at the Old School Arts Centre at 10 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday 12th of March. Open from 10 till 2 each day for the next 2 weeks, the exhibition features information about the Declaration of Independence, that's He Whakaputenga, local signatories to the treaty, a timeline of events since the treaty was signed, origins of the Tino Rangatiratanga flag, and there will also be our community Kotahitanga Korowai, which was created to mark Waitangi Day 2024. And winter sport sign-ups are open at the moment as the Junior Rugby Club held a weigh-in yesterday. Don't worry though, you can still go to the second weigh-in on Monday 18th at the Rugby Club between 4 and 6 p.m. In the meantime, don't forget to sign up at sporty.co.nz/Raglan Junior Rugby. Sunday 23rd of March is the closing date for junior soccer registration, so pop along to raglanfootball.nz for that. And all other sports have been run through the schools with netball of all ages, literally years 1 to 13, available at Raglan Area School. They're also doing hockey in the Kuratina for years 7 and 8, soccer for seniors, that's years 9 to 13, and sevens rugby only for senior boys and girls as well. Do a search for Raglan Area School and Sport to register. As submission forms appear to still be open. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, 11th of March, 2024.